Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior.
Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. I hope that everyone is doing well tonight and that you've had a great week since I've spoken to you last. Well, I am on vacation for a few days, so it's been really, it's really a great thing to be on vacation and not having a whole lot to do, just to be able to sit around and do nothing for a few days. But tomorrow is a different story. There are several things that I do have on my list, to-do list, that I would like to accomplish before I go back to work. But the first few days, I really have enjoyed it. Tonight, our topic is a bitter root produces sour fruit. Acid. Tart, not sweet. The scripture that goes with this is Hebrews 12:15. Looking diligent, lest any man fail to the grace of God, lest any roots of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. I would like to also read the Amplified version of that scripture. Hebrews 12:15. Exercise foresight and be on the watch to look after one another to see that no one falls back from and fails to secure God's grace. In order that no root of resentment. Example, bitterness, hatred shoots forth and causes trouble and bitter torment, and the many become contaminated and defiled by it. That is the Amplified version of Hebrews 12:15. When a person becomes offended and does not deal with that offense correctly, that bitterness often churns so long in a person's soul that it turns into a root of bitterness. This is exactly what Hebrew indicated in 12:15. The word root is the Greek word rizu. It refers to a root such as the root of a tree. These are roots that have gone down deep and are now deeply embedded. The word rizu often noted something that is established or firmly fixed. Yes, when you are planning some type of fruit, a plant, or flowers, at the beginning it's not rooted. Once you put it in soil, each day it becomes to grow root. More and more roots gets longer and longer and embedded in the soil, which causes the plant or flower or the seed to grow into something beautiful. But if it's a sour fruit, it doesn't always look beautiful. By using the word rizu, which God is telling us that if you don't repent of bitterness and remove it from your life, it will deeply be embedded in your soul. Once it becomes this deeply rooted in your soul, your negative opinion of the offender will become firmly fixed. This is saying that the longer you hold that in your heart, the negative feelings, it will become more and more embedded in your heart. As time passes, your thoughts of judgment against that person will become more developed and established. And you don't want that to happen. When a root of bitterness gets this deeply embedded in your mind and emotions, it's no longer just a root you are dealing with. Now you have a mental stronghold. That stronghold of bitterness will take a position in your mind and emotions. And from that position, it would then present a migrate of logical reason to explain why you shouldn't have anything else to do with that person and why you should keep your distance from that person. Yes, you will begin to think of all the negative things that you can think of because you are letting that be embedded in your soul. And you should try not to let it be become a mental stronghold in your mind, body, and soul. The word bitterness comes from the Greek word, I'll have to spell it, I'm not going to pronounce this, as P-I-K-R-I-A. It refers to an inward attitude that is so bitter, it produced a scorn on one's face. Just think about it. When you getting ready to eat some type of fruit, it can be a strawberry. It can be a grape. And what else can we think of? But when you put it in your mouth and you're thinking that you're going to be getting a sweet strawberry, a sweet taste of grape, and all of a sudden when you taste it, it's so sour. It has a nasty, really taste. That's what Hebrew was saying in this lesson, how bitterness becomes an acid, one's soul, and it eventually will become to surface. And when it does, the root is produced, and it's unkind, it's sour, it's sharp, sarcastic, scornful, mocking, contemptuous, and wounding. Bitterness has nothing good to say about the other person. In fact, it is so negative. It looks for negative things to say about that person. Yes, you find reason to talk about that person. Get on the telephone with a friend and talk about that person and say negative things. If you find yourself constantly saying negative things about someone who has offended you and upset you in the past, it may be that a root of bitterness is trying to grow inside of your heart. Do you want that to happen to you? No. You want to have a clean heart, not bitterness. And the most important thing that you need to do is to forgive that person. You need to get rid of that sourness in your soul. If you don't, the root of bitterness will go down deep into your soul, into the soul of your soul. And eventually you'll be filled with the bitterness fruit that bitterness produces. If God's Spirit has been trying to deal with you about a negative attitude you have towards someone else, pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. Go get alone with God. Get alone with God and ask Him to forgive you. Ask Him to put His divine hand into your soul and to extract that ugly growth that is trying to grow inside of you. God wants you to be delivered. But you must begin with the invitation. It is so important that, I don't know if you ever heard anyone say, thoughts are things. And if you think negative things will attract you. If you think of good things will attract you. So if you keep bitterness within your heart, it will continue to get embedded into your soul. And that's the way you become. And also, people can actually see it in you. They can see the bitterness in you. They want to see the good person that God wants you to be. You want to have that smiling face, the bitterness in your face. So to turn that around, you need to go to God quietly and ask for His forgiveness. And ask Him to take that spirit of bitterness away from you and allow you to continue to grow in Him, because that's not a part of Him. The roots should produce sweet fruit, not sour fruit. There are some questions here that I would like to read. And during the week, think about these questions and see how, if any of them relates to how you have felt about someone else, and also how you can make a change. Is there anyone against whom you have a root of bitterness right now? If so, who is the person? Is there a reason you've allowed bitterness to filter inside of you? In your soul? Don't you see that it would be more healthy for you to forgive that person and walk free of these attitudes? Is there anyone whom you have wronged and now have a root of bitterness because of you? If yes, who is that person? What is stopping you from going to that person, to him, and ask for forgiveness? Which person comes to your mind as an example of someone who has been controlled by bitterness? When you think of that person and the bitterness has demonstrated that in your life, doesn't it make you want to be sure that bitterness never controls you anymore? Try to be free of that spirit, that bitterness. You want to produce good fruit, sweet fruit. If you find yourself constantly saying negative things about someone who has offended you or upset you in the past, could it be possible that a root of bitterness is trying to grow inside of you? Yes. Yes, Satan wants you to feel that way. He wants you to continue to live that way. He wants you to continue to bear sour fruit. But God wants you to produce sweet fruit. Ask him for forgiveness to take those thoughts away from you. Think about these questions that I've gone over with you. And think about it. You know, like just like God says, to ask that just like he forgave, Jesus forgave, and Jesus indicated to forgive 70 times 7. That's a lot of time to forgive. But you will have a peace of mind and a free spirit if you do so. One thing that happened when I asked a couple of people, I would say maybe about three years ago, God put it on my heart to make a few phone calls and ask certain people for forgiveness. I didn't have a bitter heart about those people, but there were things that I felt that I needed to call and ask them for forgiveness. And it wasn't, I want to talk about my sister. My sister passed away about 3 years ago. One of my sisters, of course. And I am so thankful that I was obedient and I followed God's guidance. My sister had lost her husband years and years ago. And when that happened, when the person who caused the death of my sister's husband, we were focused on that person more than we were focusing on my sister. We never thought about what she went through in the death of her husband and left her with three young girls. And throughout the years, her behavior changed. And she did and said some things that was not really very tasteful. She had a lot of bitterness within her and was buried in her soul. But I called and I asked her to forgive us, not just forgive us, because we never allowed to help her to grieve. We never thought about her. We thought about the other person. And all these years, I finally understood why she behaved the way that she did because of what she went through. And we cried on the telephone together. But one thing I'm so thankful of, she died about 6 months later. I was so happy that I followed the Holy Spirit guidance to call her up and ask her forgiveness for all of us. I was so happy that I made that move, made that step, because I never wouldn't be able to get that chance again. So just think about those questions that I read earlier, and there's anyone that you feel that you need to ask for forgiveness. Let us pray. Lord, we don't want any bitterness to sprout inside of us. So we're asking you to turn on the spotlight of the Holy Spirit and reveal any unforgiveness or resentment that might be lurking inside of our hearts. We know that the fruit of bitterness is very sour, and we don't need to bear this fruit and to have it to be a part of our lives. So we ask the Holy Spirit to come in our hearts and help us to be able to show and change the roots from bitterness and help us to get rid of it and clear out of our soul. We ask you these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, tonight, the topic was a bitter root produced sour fruit. Do you want to continue to produce sour fruit? No, I chose to produce sweet fruit. When I pick up a grape, a strawberry, I want to be able to eat sweet fruit. How about you? Well, tonight, that's the end of our message for tonight. There is some announcement. We're getting closer and closer to our 10th anniversary, which is September the 21st. Saturday morning, from 9 until 12, we'll be having it at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. If you need any more details, you can always telephone me. But we are having a meeting this coming, it's coming up in a few weeks. It is August the 17th, that's the Saturday morning from 10 to 11, to plan and for more and more details that we need to make this a wonderful 10th anniversary. We need your help, your support, in any way that you can give us to make this a great event. So please attend the meeting on Saturday, August the 17th, from 9 to 11 a.m. to help us to complete all the final details for our 10th anniversary. And once again, our anniversary is September the 21st. That's on a Saturday morning from 9 until 12 noon. We will provide breakfast and some other. We have lots of resources and things that we'll be giving out. So please, we are asking you to reach out to other widows and invite them to this event so they can see that there are many of us that have gotten through the grieving period and moved on with our lives. I hope that you will have a wonderful week in concentrating how to get rid of those bitterness and making your fruit tasteful and sweet.
Be blessed and have a great week.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him. In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and to praise him even in the midst of a trial.
Yes, we
worship you.
Come on, let me see some haters.